Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Martin Frenzy, who is the president of Obather North America. Martin, thanks for joining me today.
You're very welcome.
So it's always great to catch up with you. I know this is an extraordinarily busy time for you, given the liability shift that is upon us. But we're here to talk about not offline fraud, but online fraud, which is a very big problem, as we know, one that we also know will probably tick up as we implement EMV successfully here in the U.S. Before we get to some of the news that you're making with respect to your innovations on this topic, I'd like to just get your sense of who really is the loser when it comes to online fraud and not being able to handle it successfully.
So first of all, I think you're absolutely right that the U.S. will be moving to EMV cards or chip-based cards. Significant fraud will be moving away from the card-present environment to the card-not-present environment. If we focus specifically on the card-not-present environment, today, according to data from the Federal Reserve, that is dated to 2013, the merchants are responsible mostly for card-not-present fraud. And the number and the statistics that we have is that 70% of the card-not-present fraud cost is borne by the merchants.
Wow, that's a pretty big liability, and one that certainly as online volume grows, and as the threat of fraud increases, is something we need to address. So let's talk about the way that Obather is thinking about addressing this problem. And it's a very creative new solution called Motion Code. And what it involves is a card that has a dynamic CVV on the back. Describe it to us and tell me how it works in practice.
Absolutely. So the first thing I want to say is that Obather Technologies product is called Motion Code, and it is, we think, a world premiere. And effectively, it replaces the three-figure security code on the back of the card with a mini screen displaying a code that automatically changes periodically. So effectively, the card construction is significantly modified because it will now include a ultra-thin lithium battery. It will have an e-paper three-digit display, and the battery life is probably around 3 years. And the code effectively refreshes every hour. So this technology effectively adds an additional layer of security for online transactions, but with total transparency for the cardholders and the retailers. So let's look first at the cardholders. The cardholders really basically won't even know whether what is happening to their card. It's transparent to them, and they don't change anything to their normal buying pattern. When they are asked for the code at the back of the card, they will just read a three-digit number. They may or may not know that that three-digit number is actually changing every hour. The only visible difference to them is that it is on a mini screen on the back of the card. So that's good for the cardholder because he goes online and nothing changes for him. Mm-hmm. For the e-retailer, again, it's not a big deal because there are no change in their online payment acceptance system. So for them, it's transparent also. So now for the issuer or for the processor, we need to install in their facilities a specific server that synchronizes with the algorithm that is used to change the code, and with a refreshing rule defined in the card as needed. And this is part of our offering. So our offering is both providing a card where the code at the back changes every hour, but we also provide a server solution to the issuer or the processor so that when they receive a request for an acceptance of a code, they can link it to a specific card.
Well, that's interesting, Martin. So the issuer is, and the card processor is going to have to change things on their side. Merchant does nothing different. Consumer does nothing different. Although I have to say, you know, I memorize my security code so that I don't have to remember that when I'm shopping online. I know that sounds like a terrible thing, but I think a lot of consumers will notice that there is something different on their card.
That's right. They will notice. And what we think they will notice is that we've added an additional layer of security that makes it better than it is today. So what we are able to do here is to provide security with convenience. And that is absolutely key to the consumer experience.
So how will the cost be borne throughout the ecosystem with the implementation or deployment of this? Have you thought about that? I know this is something you're going to be bringing to market in the fall. Has that part of your offering been worked out, or is that a to be determined?
It's very much a to be determined, and it's being negotiated with our first customers. Having said that, the initial reaction from the issuers that we're speaking to is, while of course the cost of the card because of its complexity will be higher than an EMV card, the reality is that this feature has value to the issuer because the card may very well become the top of the wallet card, always the same concept. And suddenly the issuer is offering an EMV card for card present transactions and a motion code card all in one for card not present transactions. So our initial reactions of our customers that are seeing it say, wow, that has a lot of value to us as an issuer.
Right. I can see where that would be a really interesting solution, since a lot of the concern on the part of the EMV card is that it works in an offline environment, not necessarily in an online environment, but you solve for that with motion code.
That's correct. But once again, the beauty is it's all in one. You use the same card for card present transactions at the store, and you use the same card at home when you are e-shopping.
So, Martin, last question, and then we'll let you get back to the business of keeping all of our payment credentials safe around the world. What was the inspiration for motion code? This is obviously something that has been in development for a while, given the complexity of the card and the technologies that underpins it. Give us a little sense of how this evolved.
It's interesting because we are readers of payment.com, and we are often told that our technologies are not advancing fast enough. And in reality, what we have figured out is that EMV cards for card-present transactions is really providing good security against counterfeited cards, which remain certainly in the U.S. the largest element of fraud, but that we needed to come up with a solution for card-not-present. And the real motivation is every country that has moved to EMV has seen significant growth in card-not-present fraud. So our team focused on this, and last year we acquired a small company that had the elements of this motion code, and that is now incorporated within Operator Technologies, and that is the next evolution of providing an additional layer of security to the issuing community and therefore to their customers.
So a quick word on the rollout. There's going to be a pilot in the fall. Can you give us a little overview of what that will entail?
Sure. So first of all, our objective is to roll out a number of pilots. And I'm pleased to let you know that we've already signed up a couple of pilots, two of them having been made public. One is with Banque Populaire and Caisse d'Epargne, BPCE in France, And the second one is with a Polish bank called GetIn. And we are developing a pilot for these two institutions because they want to test the efficiency of the solution and they want to better understand the advantages to the ecosystem. We believe, though, that we will have probably 10 to 15 pilots by the end of the year. There is considerable interest on every continent, in the U.S., as well as in Europe, in the Middle East, in Australia, and our rollout is worldwide.
Well, it's a really fascinating and very innovative solution. We look forward to learning more when the pilots are live and you begin to get feedback from consumers, merchants, and issuers. But we really appreciate the time you took today to give us an inside look at MotionCode, which sounds great. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you so much, Karen.